Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So the news comes that the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are going to jointly host the 2026 World Cup, you know, the soccer thing. Let me just, I just need to say this at the very beginning. If you like soccer, I apologize ahead of time to you because I'm probably going to do what you consider insulting the game, the sport you love. Okay, here we go. The World Cup, soccer. Excuse me. I just nodded off when I said the word soccer. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't. And I don't think the country cares about soccer the way the mainstream sports media wants to make us think we do. I don't have any statistics to point to or anything. I'm just telling you. You never see somebody walking into work saying, "Hey, how about that soccer match yesterday?" We didn't even call it by the same name. Look, soccer is the world's game, okay? I get it. They love soccer all over the world. Football. They call it football. Football all over the world. I get it. Knock yourself out, rest of the world. We don't even call it by the same name. We call it soccer, okay? And I understand the whole thing. Well, you know, you use your feet in soccer more than you do in your football. Yeah, I know that. All right. Valid argument. But I don't care. We call it soccer here. It's football around the rest of the world. Our game here basically is baseball and football. Those are our two big things. Yeah, I know we got basketball and hockey too. But I'm just saying, baseball and football are the things that take up most of our fandom in this country. So there's all this whole thing about, well, there you go. This is really gonna generate a lot of excitement for soccer now in the United States. The World Cup in 2026, we're gonna host it. Along, you know, most of the games are gonna be in the U.S. and then evenly divided between the rest between Canada and Mexico. And of course, down in Mexico, they love it. They love soccer. I don't know how they feel about it in Canada. I know they love hockey there, that's for sure. But I guess they're probably more into soccer than we are here. But
and I've said this before, but soccer is one of those games that your kids play. You go to watch your kids play soccer. And that, you know, you can appreciate that. Oh, look how cute. And the kids are playing soccer and they're learning teamwork and everything like that. But as a spectator sport, as something that you go to as a fan,
You know, again, any game where a final score of, say, 4-2 was considered exciting. Nah. No thanks.
Whenever they talk about soccer, it's just like they're trying to push it on us. And they're trying to make us somehow be acceptable to the rest of the world. And I don't care. We're Americans, man. You know? It's like, we don't get into it like you do. It's cool. I mean, if you're into soccer, that's cool. But I don't like being force-fed anything. And that's what soccer feels like, a lot of it to me, is they're just trying to make us like something that the rest of the world does. But World Cup, it's coming to us in 2026. It's kind of like if you have to go to a party. Here's how I saw it when I heard the announcement. It's like you have to go to a party at someone else's house. And, all right, well, so they put on all the work of getting it ready and everything, and you show up. That's all right. It's fine. And now all those friends that you go to their house for a party, now they're requiring that you throw a party at your house. You know, really? I just wanted to go to your house because I didn't really want the work. Now we have to crisis clean on top of everything else. So, oh, there you go. Congratulations. We're going to get the World Cup. I'm sorry. I just nodded off. Did I say soccer again?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.